Gore spoke forcefully on his signature issue, global warming, saying policies and practices must change, and critics who deny the scientific evidence must be refuted.
We must respond. What the scientists tell us would take place if we did not is too awful to contemplate.
Gore said the vast majority, 97% to 98% of the world's scientists and leading research institutions, agree that global warming is an urgent problem that must be urgently addressed.
Now there's some talk radio show hosts that say it's not. It's up to you.
The former U.S. Vice President, who in 2007 won the Nobel Prize for his work to educate people about global warming, spoke to an audience of 2,000 people in a large tent erected in the center of the college campus. He called on students of the small liberal arts school to breathe life into the college's motto, "To know is not enough."
You will have the opportunity to do things greater than you can possibly imagine.
Gore recalled how young people played a pivotal role in the lunch counter boycotts during the civil rights movement, and how Hampshire College had been the first in the country to divest its portfolio of investments in South Africa during the campaign against apartheid.
We need an American spring this spring. We need to occupy democracy in the United States of America.
Gore said there are policies and practices by companies and corporations that must change, and he said the challenges will present opportunities that must be acted on.
We have everything we need to succeed, but with the possible exception of political will. But always remember this, political will is a renewable resource. Thank you very much.
The former U.S. Vice President and the President of Hampshire College are longtime friends who have both worked for decades on environmental causes.
He is a natural-born leader. Many of you have already discovered this, and you are very fortunate indeed, if you'll allow me to say so, that you have Jonathan Lash about to be installed as your new president.
Lash came to Hampshire College from World Resources Institute, a Washington-based environmental think tank. Lash co-chaired the President's Council on Sustainable Development during the Clinton-Gore administration. During his inaugural address, Lash announced several initiatives to make Hampshire College more sustainable and improve the energy efficiency of its buildings, many of which were constructed in the 1970s. He said the work would be integrated into the college's curriculum.
This is a part of a vision of a school that thrives at the intersection of learning and life, that sees art, culture, science, and justice not as alternatives, but interlinked parts of humanity.
Hampshire College alumnus Gary Hirschberg, the co-founder of Stonyfield Farm, announced a $1 million donation to the college to advance its environmental work. Reporting from Amherst, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.